Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. And I'm welcome out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and it's about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow. You want that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now, because you want to have that life that you love, to be with those you love, doing whatever you love, right? But on top of that, it's not just for your own comfort or your own convenience. It's so much more than that, because as a rippler, you're here to create a ripple effect through the lives of others, because as you're blessed, you can bless more lives too. So it's so much bigger. It's so much bigger than what all of us are. And guys, I appreciate it so much for allowing me to create my ripple effect through you guys. I love the fact you're binging. I love the fact you're sharing with others and creating powerful conversations from this. And that's exactly what we're here for. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We've got a great ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. You can check out for free. And you can even just check out the other videos and blogs and things like that we have online. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I've got a special guest here that somebody had tagged me on Facebook, said, hey, you need to interview somebody. You need to interview this person. And as I started to look at, you know, more about her, you know, and her background, I thought, this is an awesome woman. You guys are going to love her. So that's why I brought her on here. So Mary Hyatt, she's actually a life and a business mind coach who specializes in helping high-achieving female entrepreneurs move from living a life of burnout to a life where they are connected to their emotions, their body, and their spirit. She brings her one-on-one and group coaching clients back to their enoughness, wholeness, and femininity. She's also the host of the Living Fully Alive podcast that airs weekly, where she dives deeper into this mindset and also helps her listeners embody this life of living fully, right? She's also a top earner with doTERRA, which I know some of you guys are doTERRA people. So shout out to doTERRA, those of you who are following. She's also a top earner with doTERRA essential oils, and she's been helping women there support their bodies and emotions holistically as well. She's also a trained hypnotherapist and a Kundalini yoga instructor, which is pretty awesome as well. And she brings this higher level consciousness and soul focused inner work to everything that she does. So excited to bring her on, because the one thing I know that although we talk about strategies and money and things like that, which is great, the thing is that if it doesn't change your life, it doesn't matter, right? It has to actually do something to give you a better quality of life, right? Because why have all this money if your life still stinks, right? Like, what's the purpose? And I know a lot of you guys have mentioned, you know, saying, man, like, I feel like I'm just burning the candle at both ends, or especially with all the things going on with the virus and everything else, like there's so much pulling your attention and pulling you away that you're mentally and emotionally burning out, even if you're not physically burning out. And so that's why I really want to bring Mary on here to really dive into this. So Mary, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us, why did you even go down this little path of yours? You know, because I mean, you definitely have this very broad variety, you know, of things going on. I mean, it all comes back to wellness, but what really inspired that?
Yeah. So if you were to kind of rewind the clock, like 8 years, 9 years ago, the person that you see today was not the person that I was. I was 240 pounds dealing with anxiety, like debilitating anxiety, panic attacks, all of that. Horrible depression. I had autoimmune stuff going on. I was in a really dysfunctional, unhappy marriage and was just dealing with a lot of trauma. And so there's a saying that I can't remember where exactly I heard it, but that the things that you struggle with in life, the things that are sort of like your cross to bear, can end up becoming your medicine for other people. And so that's kind of what I feel like has happened for me, is that along my own journey of just figuring out, okay, who am I? Why have I sort of woken up and found myself in a place where I'm coping, where I'm numbing, where I'm totally checked out of life? And I just went on this honest to God, like personal self-discovery journey of figuring out, who am I really? How do I engage in life? How do I become a true, like fully alive human being where I'm feeling again, where I'm engaging with life again, where I'm experiencing all that life has to give us? So I think it was really honestly through this, just, okay, let me learn this, and then let me learn this, and then let me learn this, and just sort of that like almost snowball effect of one thing, the different tools in our toolbox, that led me to being a coach, that led me to teaching yoga and meditation, that taught me all about incorporating essential oils into my life and into just the lives of so many other women that I work with. So it's sort of like this hodgepodge medicine that got me to the place where I have this idea of, okay, let me help women come back to themselves, identify with who they really are, and embrace that fully.
You know, it's, I can see that, like your pain has kind of become, like I tell people, your pain has become everybody else's gain, right?
Yeah.
And and that's interesting too, because you mentioned like being overweight, but you're going through your own trauma. Like the thing is, like people don't realize that a lot of times weight gain has nothing to do with just, you know, just eating, right? It's not, has nothing to do with just calories in and calories out. A lot of times, like it's more a reflection of some sort of trauma, whether it's physical or emotional trauma. There's something there that your body's trying to protect itself by adding these layers of fat around it, right? Like it's trying to protect your body. And people don't realize that that often is the core. It's not like, hey, am I going to do keto today or not? It's more about how am I healing and really tuning into myself.
Yeah. You know, everything, when you think about it, comes back to mindset. It's usually not what's presenting. It's usually not that surface layer that we see, whether it's weight, whether it's issues with our money, whether it's our relationships, whatever it might be. There's always a root to what's going on. The external, whether it's money in your bank account, the car you drive, the house you live in, the state of your body, the kind of relationship you have, all of that is sort of the result of your way of thinking, your way of believing, your way of operating in the world. And that can be based out of trauma. That can be based out of just what you've had to do to kind of exist through life as you become an adult. And so to me, all the external stuff really isn't that big of a deal, isn't really that exciting or that important. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I want to, you know, make $1 million. I want to have this gorgeous home. I want to travel all over the world. It's like, yeah, yeah, it's great. But let's take a look at the mindset that's going to be able to get you to that place. And then for me, it really boils down to that root. Like what's really going on here? What are you coping? What are you numbing with? What are you giving your energy and focus to that's causing your life to look the certain way that it is?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. You go, let's go that route a little bit. Let's go a little bit deeper with that, right? Let's just keep going deeper, right?
Cool.
Since you already do that anyways. But yeah, because I see that a lot too, because people will say, Chris, what did you do to be able to retire twice before you were 40, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there's what I did, but more importantly, it was what was going on up here, right? Like what was going on inside of me? And especially where some of the biggest results I had very little to do with anything. Like it wasn't like, what a magic investment. That's what everybody wants to hear, right? They're always like, what was that magic investment? What did you do to make lots of money? I'm like, honestly, I did the simple things. Like I actually had to deal with some trauma and get through that. I actually went through a divorce. That actually hit, I hit bigger highs after my divorce, after that drag was, you know, I'm not saying that my ex was a drag, that sounds horrible, but there was some drag, there was emotional drag there that was kind of pulling me back. And when that was gone, it was amazing how I could almost feel lighter. I could almost go farther faster because
of my gosh, I can so relate. And I am also divorcee. I don't know what the right term
whichever,
is,
however you spell
but
it.
I totally get that. Yeah. Tomato. I totally get that. And like, for me, I think that when we look at, okay, I think doTERRA is a great example. I'll use that because I think it's really helpful in this scenario to look at.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a group of people who sign on to sell these essential oils, and you have the same product, you have the same shipment, you have the same way of building the business. So you have the same education on, okay, here's kind of, you know, XYZ, how you do it, implement it, et cetera. And having worked with not only my own team, but then also being a coach of a lot of people that are in doTERRA outside of my team, what I find is that here people have the exact same resources. Some are successful and some are not. Mm-hmm. And when you look at, gosh, well, what's the reason for that? It's not that the people who are successful are special in some kind of way, like they have a better product or there's more of a margin or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. No, it really comes down to their mindset, their belief system. And based on how they see their own resourcefulness, their own capacity to create this business that is thriving. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure for you, this is very true, but I know for me, like I had to get past so many of my own money blocks, like this fear as a woman. Well, I was becoming very successful while I was married. So I had a lot of fear around making more money than my husband.
Right.
And I had to get past that. Mm-hmm. I had to get past this idea that if I took money away from the pie in the sky, there was like a finite amount, it was going to leave other people without money. So it was like, I had to challenge all of the things I thought about success, all of the things that I thought about money, about being a woman with success, before my doTERRA business took off. Like I was going to inadvertently self-sabotage if I didn't address those things.
That's right. So let's give some examples. Like who are some people you'd even worked with where that was the case? Because I know there's people here that are listening right now that I know have these kind of money blocks. They're stressed out, burnt out. Like what are some examples of people maybe you've worked with, and maybe they did think it was something external and realized they had to go internal to find that answer.
Yeah. So typically people think like when you're dealing with going out, let's say you have to sell a product or a service of some kind.
Yeah.
And you see yourself doing these actions. So like for a lot of my clients, and I work with female entrepreneurs of all kind, not just doTERRA, and business owners. And so they're going out, you know, they're making their contacts, they are doing the right marketing, they're doing all the things quote unquote right. Yeah. But what's so interesting is you start listening to their language and you start hearing how they're talking about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I see so often is that people want the success, but they're actively planning for failure.
Right.
So like you might hear them say things like, well, they're not going to really want to probably buy this from me, or I'm going to come off as salesy and pushy and that's going to turn them off. I don't want to come off that way. And so if you have this fear that people are going to assume that you're pushy, that you're salesy, it's like based on that fear, you can imagine that that's going to create a reaction.
Yeah.
And it's going to cause you to shrink. It's going to cause you to be quiet. You're not going to be confident when you walk in the door. You're not going to maybe talk about your pricing in a confident way. You're not going to give them options. Like the whole time, it's almost like you're going to feel like you're a burden. You're an annoyance to the people that you're approaching. And because we're always communicating subconsciously, whether that's through micro expressions, through our energy that we give off. Like we all know that kind of experience where you walk into the room and you go, ooh, this is a bad vibe, or this is a creepy vibe or something, right?
Yep.
So it's like people are going to connect with you and ultimately buy your products if they have this sort of unspoken connection. And so if you're coming in a posture of insecurity, of I'm sorry to bother you to buy this, that person who's on the receiving end isn't going to have that sense of trust or reciprocal confidence in what you're selling them. And you're probably not going to make that sale. So it ends up being like this giant mirror kind of experience where what you believe internally, and this is what I see my clients, oh my gosh, so often, is that they have this idea of low self-confidence, whatever it might be, and they end up basically creating that in their lives. People don't buy, People don't show up. People want a refund. They end up thinking the worst about you because it's all that projection that you're giving off in the first place. And that's what I see people. They just like shoot themselves in the foot by the way they see themselves in the language that they're using.
Well, whatever you worry about, you bring about, right?
Yeah.
If you fear something, it's going to happen. I mean, it was like when I played high school sports and I used, you know, if I was worried about dropping a ball, I would guaranteed drop the ball.
Totally. Right?
Yeah. If I stop thinking so much, it's amazing how things would just work out fine, right?
Yeah. But
it's that fear. You start psyching yourself out. And I see that even with people's sales conversations. Like there's a sales Facebook group that I'm a part of, right? That they give different tips and they talk about stuff. And some people say, what was it that made you, like what sales strategy or tactic did you use to get better? And the funny thing is I just joke with people a lot of times, but I'm actually being serious. I just say, I stopped trying to sell. Like I just try to solve problems. Like you don't have to worry about selling. You just say, great, is this going to work or not? Like if I can't help you, then don't waste each other's time. You know, like it's easy.
Well, and I think when you're coming out of a place of I'm here to serve, I'm here to help, then that desperation, that desperate energy doesn't come off. And like, there's been so many times where I've had people come to me for one-on-one coaching and I just know instinctively and based off what they're saying, I'm like, I'm not the right coach for them.
Yeah.
And so for me, like if I was just so focused on, I got to get this client to sign up and I'm in that like hyper-focused kind of desperate energy, I mean, that's going to be a miserable 6 months to a year and it's not going to serve them. And I'm going to probably get a bad review. I'm probably not going to help them. I mean, it's just, it's not going to go well. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's slowing down and checking in and going, am I the right fit for them? Can I really help them? Can I really serve them? And ultimately, how can I be confident in myself and what I have to offer and know in my confidence that, hey, I'm not the right fit for you. Or I'm actually the perfect fit for you. And here's why, like, I want to help you. Like, let's get this easier for you. And let me show you how.
Yeah. That's so much easier, so much lighter. It's just better in general, right?
Totally.
So what are things people can do that actually start to release a lot of this trauma or be able to kind of get out of this burnout that they're dealing with?
You know, I think that so many of us, we are in this perpetual state of hustle. It's like, go, 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 do more, create more. I got to, you know, be the last one to leave at work. I got to be the first person to show up in the morning, especially for people who are sort of building a secondary passive income in addition to their regular job. There's a lot of like, I got to work till 2 a.m. I've got to sacrifice my self-care. I've got to sacrifice everything to build this business. And to me, what I love to talk about and what I teach my membership clients, my one-on-one clients is what does it look like to come from a place of alignment? Because when you are aligned and when you are in flow, and to me, that means being connected to source. So everything can, to me, can be fixed by slowing down.
Yeah.
Recognizing in yourself, why am I feeling all of this pressure to hustle? Why am I willing to sacrifice myself to get to this end goal? Like where, and that to me, that's the whole mindset piece. That's the whole belief piece. It's like, where is my thinking? Where's my thinking wrong in this? And ultimately slow down and go, okay, let me connect to source, whether that's prayer, meditation, whatever that might be. Slowing down, and I said going up, getting aligned first. What am I here for? What is what is my purpose today? What is it that I need? Like today might not be the day to push it. I may need to rest. I may need to nourish my body. I may need to connect with a friend, call a therapist, call my coach, whatever it might be. But just kind of like taking that time scarcity off the table to slow down, realign, go up, connect to source, higher power, whatever that looks like for you. And then from that almost informed place, then sort of going, okay, so what does my aligned action look like? If I'm not in this perpetual looping hamster wheel of hustling, what does it look like as contrast to take aligned action, informed action that isn't desperate, that isn't fueled by stress and fear and pressure, but it's like, okay, what needs me today? What is asking for my highest attention today? And what kind of energy do I actually have to show up for that?
Guys, I would rewind this last 2 minutes over and over again. Because seriously, you know, when I mentioned, like, you know, for me, like about 5 years ago, going through that divorce, burning out, and then where I accelerated my progress, what she described is exactly what I did. So it wasn't just, yeah, I bought a couple rental properties or this or that, invested here or put my money there or got my business to do this or that. It was seriously about aligning with that intuition, right?
Yes.
Is about aligning with who you are, listening, slowing the freak down. Because like, yeah. I stopped hustling. I went from 50 or 60 hours a week down to like 5 to 10, you know?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like I was working about 10 hours or so a week, but my profits 10 times themselves, you know, yeah. My revenue even jumped up 5 to 10 times as well. Mm. All because I slowed down and started to listen to that intuition and started checking in versus just go, 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 go. Right. Like the Energizer Bunny, you know, where it's almost like a Tony Robbins mentality. I'm not, or Grant Cardone or, you know, those kind of guys where as awesome as they are, still there's a lot of like, hey, you got to make it happen. Go, go, go. And it's almost like a power versus force scenario, isn't it?
Totally. I was like force versus flow. And I can tell you because I've done both, I've gone the force route, I've gone the hustle route and the flow route, that inspired action, connecting to your intuition. Number one, it's really effective. Number two, it's way more enjoyable. Like it just feels better. And it's going to allow you to get there in a way that you're not losing your hair. You're not having panic attacks. Mm-hmm. You're not ending up in the hospital. It's like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be, but it requires that slowing down, which I know for entrepreneurs can feel a little bit like pulling teeth, but I promise the more you do it, it gets easier and you're going to prefer it. I promise in the long run.
Guaranteed. And it's scary too, because I remember when I started doing it, I started thinking, wait, am I working hard enough? Am I doing it right? You know, like this doesn't seem right. Like I should be doing more. And so there's all that guilt that was trying to pop up. I was like, no, I know it feels right. Just go with it. Trust it. And months, you know, as months went by, it was like, oh my goodness, how did I not trust this before?
Yeah. It's almost like you have to redefine what it means to be successful. Successful doesn't mean exhaustion. Successful doesn't mean burnout. It doesn't mean hustle, working hours and hours and hours. It's like, what would it look like if success meant being in total alignment and flow, that you worked less, that it felt easier, that it was more enjoyable, and that you felt like totally and supported. To me, I mean, I had to do that, totally redefine what was possible when I thought about success, that it doesn't have to be so miserable and hard. That's an old model. Mm-hmm. It's like busyness doesn't equal productive.
That's
and
right.
So I had to rewire all of, again, it goes back to mindset. I had to rewire those beliefs to, oh, what if this were easy? Mm-hmm. What if I could go up instead of just grind?
Yes.
Okay. Let me sit, get still, listen, and then move from that place.
Absolutely. Ugh, guys, I know we've had great guests on, but seriously, like if you listen to this and actually apply this, this will make a bigger difference than any of the other strategies we've taught you. I hope you understand that. This is huge. So awesome. Hey, Mary, I know we're short on time, but you know, tell us if they want to follow you and get to know more, or even like, I know you have an ebook as well, right?
Yeah.
How can they do that?
So y'all can just go to maryhyatt.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, follow me there. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, which you can find on my website. Subscribe to the podcast, Living Fully Alive. And yeah, if you just go to maryhyatt.com/recovery-kit, I have an anxiety recovery kit that includes 3 guided meditation from me, included one that is about panic attacks. I have a breathing technique that you can do that instantly lowers stress and cortisol. So great in times of major stress and panic. And also a PDF full of my favorite essential oil blends for anxiety. So maryhyatt.com/recovery-kit to grab all those resources.
Awesome. We'll put that in the show notes for sure. So everybody can click on that, especially if they're driving. We don't want them to like kill somebody while they're trying to get this down. So, Mary, again, I appreciate your time so much. It's been so valuable. Thank you again.
Thanks, Chris.
And everybody else, as I always say, it's not enough to be a hearer of the word, to also be a doer as well. So internalize this, accept, you know, really try to integrate this as a part of your life, because that is where the real difference. That's where real wealth and real joy and happiness is made, not just the money. It's so much bigger. But when you get these things in place, the money is just a natural byproduct. So guys, go make a wonderful and a prosperous week, and we'll see you later. Hey!
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.